Excuse me, sir? You never showed up with the rest of your family for dinner, so the head maid asked me to bring up a tray of food for you. You are most observant, sir. I've only been on the staff for a day or two. You've been so busy, this is the first time we've met. But I'm also grateful to be working for you. You're a rich and powerful man, and your family has owned this estate and all this land for some time. I don't see how I could look familiar, sir. As I said, we've only just met. I haven't even lived in this city for long. I came here specifically for this job. Perhaps I remind you of someone else. A successful man such as yourself must know many people. I'm sure you've forgotten so many as well. Men and women alike. I am told that I do look like my mother, though. And by some coincidence, she once worked for you as well. But it was long ago, when you weren't more than my age and she the same. I don't suppose you remember her. But I do have her picture in this locket. See? Oh, you look as if you saw a ghost. It is her that I remind you of. Must surely be so, for she did mention that you and her were close. She was but a young maid, just like myself, very impressionable. And even as a young man, you are very desirable and handsome. I don't think my mother was the first serving girl you had. Of course, once she was with child, your parents had her sent away, with a modest sum of money to buy her silence. I'm the only one she ever told about you. About my father? Oh, deny it all you will. My mother was not the type to sleep around. Especially not when she was that age. But there's another reason I look familiar to you. I do look like my mother. But I also look a bit like your daughter as well. Even she remarked upon it when I cleaned her room earlier. I wonder if she wanted a sister as bad as I always did. Almost as much as I wanted a father. Are you afraid I will tell? I suppose that wouldn't sit well with her. Or her mother. Your family has such a good reputation in the area. And people would believe it. With the records of my mother's employment and my resemblance to your daughter. As well as to others and the portraits all over the walls. At the very least, tongues would wag in a way you would not like. Oh, father. I mean, sir. Do not insult me by offering me money. Well, no more than I am entitled to because of my duties. It all goes back to my mother anyway. She thinks I work in a factory. She never imagined I would return here. But I had to. After all the stories she told about you, for as long as I could remember, there was such longing in her voice. She is still in love with you, even after all this time and being banished by your family, even if they did pay her well. That love came across very strongly in her stories. too strongly, I'm afraid. Because I realized at a very young age that, even without meeting you, I was in love with you too. I never had a father growing up, so I never really understood that such feelings were forbidden. Not until I was much older. And when I did, well, that just made them even stronger. Naughtier. The love you shared with my mother was taboo because of her low birth. Our story will be even more taboo. Sir, do not deny how you first looked at me when I came into the room. There was more than recognition in your eyes, even if you were slow to realize it. The same things that made my mother attractive to you are in me as well. And as a maid, I could not help but notice that you and your wife keep separate rooms, and that you have but the one daughter. This was a marriage forced on you by your parents, not too long after my mother was sent away. She's a cold woman, but her family's wealth has increased your family's even more. But I'm sure it's left you longing for a much warmer woman in your life. So we shall be lovers. No one will ever know I'm your mistress or your daughter. And if my belly starts to swell in a few months, your parents are no longer around to send me away. It's not like I would tell who the father was either. I don't want to see you caused any real trouble. At least, unless you refused my advances. Just because of some lingering sense of duty to your wife? Or because of some concern over some silly taboos? The rich and highborn are above such restrictions anyway. I also have it on very good authority that you have a thing for girls in maid uniforms. You messed my poor mother's uniform many a time. That kind of stain is very hard to get out. But my mother gave me some hints on that. If I plied her with drink, she was most forthcoming about all manner of details about things like that. Or about you. For example, I imagine you still like having your cock sucked. Oh, you'd be amazed by the things she'd tell me after a few drinks. Or what your expression told me when I asked you that question. You want me to do it, despite who I am, or maybe even because of it. And I don't imagine your prim and proper wife would ever demean herself with something like that. So, perhaps my mother's was the last mouth you felt upon it. But I can change that. I will change that. We don't have much time, as the head maid will expect me back soon, but I can whet your appetite for a little more from me. And you can satisfy my hunger as well. Then I can arrange for something more private and of longer duration. Put aside those documents and let me do this for you. Don't think about it. You know it's what you want. A little oral pleasure commits you to nothing. And it's barely cheating. It's barely incest. I have my mother's mouth. So think of it as her mouth doing this to you, as she used to. A maid spends so much time on her knees, and I expect to be no exception. Except perhaps in a different way than normal. Like, right now, as I kneel before you, you'll forgive me if I fumble with your pants. You are my first man, and my first cock. But I promise, it will be just as memorable for you as for me. Ah, there it is. Just as my mother described. I felt as if I could draw it from memory without even seeing it. And it is just as hard and proud as it was in her drunken rambles. Now let us see if the other advice she gave me at those times holds true. Father. I mean, sir. I could definitely get used to this. I know my mother quite liked it, and everything else she did. Even if you absolutely refused the rest of my body, my mouth would happily serve you. But I hope that's not the case. It's so good. No. Sir? I will try to swallow it all. I don't want to put my mother's stain removal tips to the test just yet on my outfit. And certainly not yours. And I am so hungry for the seed that gave life to me so long ago. Yes, that was delightful. There was so much of it, and I spilled nary a drop. Although I may have to worry about the wetness between my thighs. But that shall have to wait for another night. I shall consummate my love for you soon, Father. And your lust for my nubile body will turn to love. Not just because I remind you of my mother, or your daughter. I will make you love me for being me. Now eat up, before the food gets cold. The headmaid said she would collect the tray later, and she will likely ask how I did. I trust you will speak highly of me. Very good, sir. Well, have a good night. I still look forward to serving your every need.